now convene the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings for Rental Programs. November 11, 2014 meeting to order. At the outset, I reviewed the minutes of October 14, 2014, and approved them. Okay, do we have any announcements before we start with this morning's proceedings?
Yes, sir. Case number 2 has come into compliance on November 3rd, 2014.
That was case number 2, Kelly and Cope and Cooper Schofield?
Yes.
Very good. All right, will all those representatives who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
Are you here for one of these cases?
One on the agenda.
No, for the next week. It's for the next
week. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I promise.
Are you solemnly swear or affirm that testimony you're going to give today is the truth, nothing but the truth?
All right, case number 1, Andre Rondo. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine.
Good morning, Mr. Vakelka. Anthony Jackson, representing the City of Daytona Beach. The inspector in this case is Noriega Benz. This is before you for imposition of a fine. It's the property at 502 North Halifax Avenue. And I will call Mr. Benz to testify regarding the status of the case.
Good morning, Mr. Vakelja, Jurgen Betz, Rental Inspector, City of Daytona Beach. As of Friday, the owner was in compliance with the exception of he has not yet obtained a site plan review for the change in use, nor has he obtained a rental license. And we're requesting a fine of $100 a day to a maximum of $15,000.
So far as the site plan and the rental license?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Vakelja, if I could just add a little bit more to that from a prior conversation with the inspector. Apparently, part of this respondent's circumstance is that he, as you may recall, this was an additional unit rented and he needed to make some changes to be able to be allowed to have that additional unit.
With a professional unit upstairs, wanted to convert it to 2 rental units so they could diminish the amount of parking necessary. And then somehow or other, they wanted to merge it into the other property to the north, which is equally whatever. And then I guess that was supposed to enable them to somehow obtain additional space for parking, something like that.
Well said.
Well, if the circumstances as we last spoke, which if I can confirm, is that still a circumstance?
That's still a circumstance.
Okay.
The owner has the intention of converting it back to a single family. However, he's unable to do so for approximately 6 months. So in the interim, we're going to ask for a fine to be imposed. And if and when he does come into compliance, we'd likely ask for a consideration of reduction in the outstanding lien at that time.
Well, we won't ask for it, but obviously he can come.
Yeah.
Basically, he does not want to move forward on dealing with the current tenant that's in there. He wants the lease to continue. So the only option he leaves us without a willingness to make any changes for 6 months is for us to just go forward, and he can come and seek relief after the fact if indeed he comes to compliance.
All right. Now, when you say rental license, self-explanatory, I understand that. When you say hasn't submitted a site plan, that doesn't sound like much. What does that mean?
It's simply supplying an application indicating what his change is going to be, and we would go out to the property and inspect to make sure there's appropriate parking, landscaping. They did give us a letter in lieu of a site plan. The city reviewed the letter, responded back that we require a formal site plan. So at this point, we're still requesting for a formal site plan, which is simply an application and a procedure to see if it could be approved or disallowed.
Well, aside from the letter, then what has the respondent done since we were here last?
He's finished the repairs of the maintenance issues. He installed the smoke detectors, the window screens, repaired the windows. But as far as obtaining a site plan review, nothing formally.
Because they came in making a lot of promises.
Correct. He hired colleagues.
Getting the sense that there's been much activity.
Ms. Vickelch, basically, as you know, they had hired a consultant, Ms. Miles, and the direction that they were going when they had Ms. Miles has changed. So some of the issues with the site plan and so forth is now with this change of direction, which is resulting in them, instead of doing the expansion, I guess going back to the limited unit, acknowledging that's their status, but not wanting to handle the alterations they have to make inside until after the lease runs.
What lease?
They have a tenant in the property.
They have multiple tenants.
Okay, I'm
correct.
Sorry to let you speak to that part.
Correct.
I'd be closer if I had a mic, but...
Correct. It's a duplex. They want to eliminate one of the units, and he feels he cannot eliminate the second unit until a tenant vacates, which is not for approximately 4 months. But your question as far as a site plan application or letter, that's in your packet there before you, as well as a response from the city. It should be about...
They changed the program. How did they change the program?
Well, I mean, initially they were seeking to... have the two units, and that's what a lot of the letter and the site plan, but ultimately they've concluded they're not really going to be able to do that, and they're reducing back to the one unit.
Our initial notice of violation does ask for a site plan review. They've since hired Colleen Miles, as the representative, felt that wasn't necessary, so she just drafted a letter asking the city to consider combining the two lots. Once we received that letter, it was reviewed by planning and zoning, and they said the letter that you supplied is basically inadequate for us to determine whether parking is adequate. So they again responded back to her for a formal site plan review, and to date that hasn't been done. It's my understanding he will be doing that within the next 6 months when and if he converts the property from commercial or office duplex. In the next 6 months, the owner plans on going through the process of converting the property back to a single unit at 502.
Okay, what was the original violation to begin with? They needed additional parking?
Well, the initial notice of violation is he changed the use without the city's knowledge. He changed it from office to residential.
Right.
And he needed to obtain a site plan approval for his change in use, which he has not done. In addition, there were some lesser violations, non-functional windows, missing screens, missing smoke detectors, missing junction box cover. Preliminary review.
Excuse me.
Yes.
He changes the use without any permission or consent from the city.
Correct.
And now he's telling us somewhere over the course of the next 6 months he'll figure out the site plan for us?
Correct.
Okay, that's cool. All right. So what's the relief the city's looking for?
We're asking for a fine of $100 a day to cap at
$15,000. Is $15,000 the max you can fund?
Yes, sir. It's a duplex.
And in addition to that, just so I can totally appreciate my disfavor right now, this thing was packaged up with the suggestion that somehow we were going to clean up that property as well as the one to the north, and now I'm hearing the plan is being changed and the two properties are being divorced.
They had never been assimilated. His intention was to combine two lots to obtain the necessary parking. That is now off the table. Now they're all three separate parcels, as how he obtained them is how they're going to remain.
Go ahead and find the respondent the sum of $100 per day commencing. I guess November 6, 2014, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance with the amount of the fine is reached $15,000, whichever occurs first. Don't be too generous with regard to your overtures regarding the likelihood of a reduction in this lien review. Case number two is in compliance. Case number three, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated.
Mr. Vakelja, this property is before you for finding of compliance and noncompliance. This is the property at 13 South Peninsula Drive. This is a similar situation as the prior properties that we've had with GEA Seaside Investments, that we've gotten any, no response from the property owner. The this property, along with many others that he owns, he's failed to obtain a license for the residential rental property. And so we're asking you to find him in noncompliance and give him until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Compliance being what?
Obtain a rental, residential rental license.
Or what? I just get to fine him up to the amount of the rental license or something like that?
No, this is the one where you'd fine him up to the value of the property, which I believe is $20,000 on this one. But
that's all right. Fair to answer my question. All right. Having heard the presentation by the city, noting that the respondent is absent.
Mr. Vakelja, I'm sorry. I did want to just note, we've noted it before, that GEA Seaside Investments, Inc., they are in bankruptcy, but that we don't believe that affects anything that we're doing right now. On the prior cases, we have noticed I have specifically noticed the bankruptcy trustee as well as his bankruptcy attorney. I believe, I think my inspector stepped out, but my last conversation with my inspector was to forward these new notices to the bankruptcy attorney as well.
Okay. They're in bankruptcy now?
Yes. It's in restructured. It's in
Chapter 11 reorganization.
Reorganization, yes.
Okay. And does this matter arise pre bankruptcy or post bankruptcy?
It's post bankruptcy. I mean, it arises every day. So
in any event, I'm not going to be getting some order to show cause from a federal judge.
We're not expected.
That's why I'm ignoring the automatic stay provisions of the bankruptcy code by finding these people.
That's correct. We're not expecting that.
We are not expecting that. Okay. I'll take your word for it. All right. I find the respondent in noncompliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by December 3, 2014, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number four, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated, 21 South Peninsula. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, let's say the city.
Mr. Vakelja, the facts are similar. The property, the owner has failed to obtain the residential rental license as required by city ordinance. We've had no response from, except for his initial responses early, which was a fax letter telling us don't go on his property. We've had communication from tenants as well as have information where the listing of the property showed them as rented. And so we are asking for you to find him in noncompliance and give him until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Based on the city's presentation, again noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. In order the respondent to come into compliance by December 3, 2014, will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number five, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated, 319 North Hollywood Avenue. Anyone here for the respondent? If not, let's say the city.
Mr. Vakelja, facts are the same. This is another property where the owner has failed to obtain the rental license, residential rental license, and we're asking you to find him in noncompliance and to give him till next cutoff to come into compliance. It's not been responsive to the notices.
Pardon?
He has not responded to our notification.
All right. Based on the presentation of the city, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Order the respondent to commit to compliance by December 3, 2014. Order the return to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Who is GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated?
Jack Aberman.
Jack what?
Aberman. Is that correct? Yeah.
And is that who you talk to when you're in communication with these people?
I've never spoken with him. We just had some. I left phone messages for him. I have not heard back from him. He has sent several faxes in response to phone calls, but I never actually have spoken with him.
I think the first time we were before you, we just happened to have had his. I think it was his bankruptcy attorney was in the audience. Spoke to his bankruptcy attorney, but he wasn't here for his case. He was here for a different case.
Are these properties actively being rented?
In some cases, yes, probably 60% or so are rented.
What I didn't mention, I did mention the last time for your information, is that he has elected to file suit to challenge the validity of the ordinance. So there is an active lawsuit, but it would not affect any action that we're doing as far as where we are right now.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes our rental program cases agenda. Do we have any miscellaneous business to discuss?
Nothing other than introducing your support staff, Karen. What is Karen's last name? Karen Baum. I know that. I've known Karen for a long time. Karen Baum. And so, other than that, welcome, Karen. And I'm sure she did a wonderful job. And other than that, nope, nothing else.
Very good. And this portion of our...